Soldiers captured the strategically located hometown of Pakistan's Taliban chief today after fierce fighting along the Afghan border. Elsewhere in the northwest, a suspected U.S. missile killed 22 people. Pakistan's eight-day-old offensive in the Taliban and al-Qaeda strongholds of South Waziristan is considered its most critical test yet in the campaign to stop the spread of violent Islamist extremism in the country. Meanwhile, the church in Pakistan says it is ready to come to the aid of the tens of thousands of people displaced by the government offensive in South Waziristan. Peter Jacob is the executive director of the Pakistani Bishops National Council for Justice and Peace. He says that the violence is greatly affecting civil society.
There are some hospitals run by Protestant churches who have been helping injured and, you know, needing medicine, sick. That is so far. But IDPs, especially from Waziristan, too difficult an area in civil society, so far they have not been called by the government. So is church also waiting, also because the law and order situation, security situation in the rest of the country is also bad. Therefore, schools have been closed, and it's very difficult for church organizations to take up any rehabilitation missions.